All right, Spaniard NWFightScene.com sitting down with UFC fighter Evan Dunham for his undercard bout on Fuel TV against Nick Lentz for the UFC on Fox 2, Evans versus Davis card. Evan, first, let's get in. Nick was replacing Paul Sass, the first fighter that you were currently supposed to fight. He was injured, right? Now you are supposed to fight Nick Lentz. How much do you know about him? Obviously, you know a ton about him, and how long did you know about the replacement?
I've known about the replacement a little over a month. You know, it's a bit of a change. You know, Sass, he likes being on his back. You know, Lentz likes putting people on his back, so that's like the main change. But I've fought, you know, several guys who fight like Lentz. So, you know, it's an area of comfort that I'm in. You know, knowing kind of what he's bringing to the table and how to fight a guy like that. So it's a good fight for me, and he's a tough kid. You know, I think he's going to try to put me against that cage, get me to the ground, and just kind of grind out the decision. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen for him.
Now, he's had some pretty strong words. He's, you know, gone out there and said a couple of things. He said he's going to make an example out of you. What are your thoughts on some of the stuff he said?
Oh, I think it's a joke. You know, you can try to justify anyway, but when it comes down to it, you know, I'm the better fighter. He knows it, and I'm going to prove it on Saturday. You know, the only thing being made of an example of on Saturday night is, you know, how to take an ass whooping by Evan Dunham. So
now, when you said that the better fighter, you know, he said stuff like that. He says, you know, he thinks he's a better fighter than you. How do you guys think you match up with him, and he matches up with you stylistically?
You know, his stand-up's not that great. You know, his ground's not that great, and his wrestling. You know, his wrestling's good, but I'm a better wrestler. So, and I really don't know where he is getting this idea that he's better. You know, overall, let alone in one aspect. So, you know, I'm kind of puzzled by it.
Now, he's put it out there before that he trains with Sean Sherk, and that's going to give him an advantage because, obviously, you fought Sherk. That was a war. Do you think that gives him advantage at all just because he's fought a former, you know, he has a teammate of a former person you fought?
Maybe, you know, but he's not Sean Sherk, so, you know, it's... it might give an advantage, but I don't really know how. You know, all he can do is watch videos and, you know, get secondhand, you know, advice from somebody. So, you know, maybe it gives him a little advantage, but, you know, unless he's a better fighter than Sherk, he sure the hell ain't going to beat me.
Right. So tell us how your camp has been. Obviously, you had short time. What little changes did you get to make?
Just, you know, a little more emphasis on wrestling and that sort of stuff, but not a big change, you know. I'm just going to go out there and worry about me and fight my fight and make him adjust to that.
So now that you're in Chicago this next couple of days, what are things like for you? What have things been like?
Just, you know, at this point, just trying to rest, recuperate, and just... trying to get my weight down pretty much at this point. You know, I'm just about to go downstairs and get some mitt work in and get a good sweat in, and you know, that way I wake up in the morning within striking distance of my weight, and just weigh in tomorrow and get a good meal in me and then go to work.
Awesome. Hey, now, last question I got. You have been one of the fighters. You fought on some awesome cards. Now the UFC on Fox. How excited are you to be a part of, you know, this new era of the UFC, you know, transforming, you know, Fuel TV, Fox TV, FX, you know, all this. How excited are you for the transformation, and what are the differences you see?
You know, there are a lot of differences that I see, but, you know, it's great to be on the second card on Fox, you know, even though we're actually not being aired on Fox. But it's really cool to help, you know, the sport go mainstream, and hopefully people that are planning on watching it on Fox, you know, tune into Fuel and watch it on Fuel as well. You know, it's an honor to be the last fight on Fuel, you know, to kind of kickstart the Fox show. So there hasn't been any... lightweights on the Fox, you know, main card on the actual Fox channel yet, and so, you know, I'm looking to give the UFC a reason to put some lightweights on there.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I appreciate it. I know, thank you for the interview. I know a lot of people here in the northwest of Poland. We're actually going to do a party, give away some of your autographs, and watch the Fuel TV, too. So, hey, man, we're all pulling for you here in the northwest. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Just, you know, all my fans out there, you know, especially everybody in the northwest. Everybody's great. And thanks for your continued support. You know, I'm going to go out there and make you guys proud on Saturday. And I also want to thank, you know, my sponsors, Headrest, FC Solutions, all my teammates at Extreme Couture, and all my coaches.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Evan. We appreciate your time, and good luck on Saturday.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, sir.